Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The nearest Build-A-Bear is a 2-hour drive from my house. Said 2-hour drive would be for the 4-year-old who started screaming when I told her she couldn't get the cute sparkly bunny she saw on the ad. This is why I like Netflix better than cable TV. No ads that result in an extremely uncalled for tantrum. So no way in hell would I be going to Build-A-Bear 2 hours away with a screaming toddler to blow some $30-$40 on a plush she'd be bored with in approximately 3 weeks. But it was almost her birthday, and I've been too busy with work and Jacqueline to sit down and browse Amazon, much less go to an actual store to find her a gift.
"I want the cute sparkly bunny, Mama. I need it," Jacqueline whimpered as I laid her to bed that night. She was no longer screaming and crying, but she would not shut up about the bunny.
"I know, baby girl," I told her yet again. "I'll tell you what, we can go shopping on Friday, all right? See if we can find something even more sparkly, yeah?" Jax wasn't convinced. She mumbled something. I kissed her on her forehead and said goodnight. Maybe in the morning she'd forget about it, I thought. I prayed. I sat down with my laptop, catching up on any emails I may have missed from work. There was an eBay email, which I always deleted, but I had an idea. Maybe I could find her coveted Build-A-Bear bunny there. It would certainly be cheaper, and hopefully, if I found one, it wouldn't be too used. I tried my luck. About the 5th page in, I found one. Brand new and only $20. Buy it now, even. Perfect. I wasted no time ordering it. Half of me wanted to tell Jax immediately, but the logical half screamed that she's sleeping and needs to learn to take no for an answer. The package arrived a day before her birthday. I pulled the bunny out of the box and inspected it. It felt a little lumpy, maybe, but what do I know? Never had a Build-A-Bear. I contemplated wrapping it or just giving it to her right then and there. I opted for the latter. She'd finally start behaving, so I wanted to reward the good behavior. "Jax," I said as I approached her room.
"Yeah, Mama?"
"I want you to know I'm very proud of you. I know you were upset about not getting the bunny. You started handling it like such a big girl." Jacqueline beamed.
"I stopped crying. I love my bear too," she said, holding one of her stuffed animals she at one point had lost interest in pretty quickly.
"He loves you too, baby girl, and so do I. Happy birthday." I held the bunny out for her. Jack screeched and grabbed it and squeezed me.
"Thank you, thank you, thank you! She's so cute! I love her! Thank you, Mama!"
She hugged the bunny and slightly winced as she did.
"What's that?"
she asked, poking the bunny's back. I took the bunny back momentarily and probed it. "I don't know," I said. "Kinda strange." She shrugged and grabbed it back, thanking me again. I didn't think anything of it, nor did Jax, until a couple nights after her birthday.
"Mama?"
she asked as I was leaving her room.
"Sparky smells kinda gross. Can you give her a bath?"
"Yeah, sure," I responded. Maybe it wasn't so brand new after all.
"I can tomorrow if you want. Tonight, Bear will stay with me." "Oh, alright, if you want."
I was a bit taken aback then. Maybe it came from a smoker's home. Jax and I are both sensitive to cigarette smoke. I took the bunny and said goodnight once again. I noticed the gross smell immediately, bringing the toy close to my nose to inspect further. I almost dropped it as I gagged. What the fuck? I checked the tag for laundry instructions. Surface wash only, of course. I scrubbed the shit out of that thing. It still smelled rotten. That minute, of all times, I was reminded of the odd lumps. I felt around again. There was no way this thing was just normal stuffing. I grabbed a pair of scissors and snipped a few stitches, the stench hitting me like a fucking train. I fought the urge to gag as I removed enough stitches to peer into it. I stumbled back, dropping the bunny to the ground as multiple small bones clattered out. A small, mangled head peeked out of the opening, gray matter and coagulated blood pooling out like sludge, staining the bunny's white fur. I covered the mess with a towel and ran to get Jax and take her to the neighbors before I called the police. I don't want to know the specifics. I don't know what sick fuck did this. I don't want to know who the child was. I just know the eBay account I ordered from was deleted and they found the monster. The less I knew, the less Jax could find out. That was that, I thought. I had the night and most of the next day to come to terms with it, to cry and to compose myself. Like I said, my girl doesn't need to know any of this. I need to stay strong for Jax.
Mama, look!
Jacqueline exclaimed the next afternoon when I picked her up. My stomach dropped.
Jax, baby? Where did you get that? My new friend! I met her this morning. She said thank you for cleaning Sparky.
Jax almost threw it into my arms before she skipped towards our house. I looked down at the bunny. The police had it. There was no way this was the one. No matter what, here was her bunny, clean and sparkly as ever. A fresh rose scent on its fur. I felt a hand on my arm.
Jax, I thought you...
A child, barely older than Jacqueline, stared up at me with a soft smile. I felt a chill run down my spine, but I reached out to touch her hair. It was velvety and cold and dewy. I glanced at my house at the sound of Jacqueline's voice beckoning me back inside. I turned back, and the girl was gone. You're welcome, sweetheart.
As a broke college student, you know we're always looking for a way to make quick money without having to do anything you're not okay with. I've filled out online surveys, tested products for small amounts of money, and done jobs for my friends and family to gather a little extra cash. I fill job applications out like you wouldn't believe, but you probably would believe that it ain't easy to get a job with little to no experience when you're fresh out of high school and straight into college. My parents gave me money during high school, and truth be told, I'd rather have been hanging out with my friends outside of school than looking for a part-time job. So I ended up in college and experienceless. I am rooming with my friend from high school, Kate. Kate was pretty much in the same boat as me when it came to not having experience and finding it hard to get a job. We were Google searching how to make money fast, since despite both of us being from pretty well-off families, we didn't want to have to depend on our parents for money whenever we wanted it. We came across a blog that had some pretty bogus ideas, but some okay ones too. The one that caught our eyes was selling things we didn't want anymore on eBay for some quick cash. We figured we had plenty of stuff we could sell for a decent amount, so we both put some items up for sale and waited around. Honestly, money came in quicker than I would have thought. It wasn't huge amounts, but given we were living together and could share appliances like hair dryers and straightening irons, we had no problem selling the spares. We'd made enough money within a couple weeks to be able to take a break from it and go spend our newly earned money. We were browsing the homepage to see if there was anything we fancied. Hey, Kate nudged me. I wonder what the weirdest shit that's been sold on here is. I let out a chuckle. Let's find out. We clicked through ads until we came across one ad that caught both of our eyes. My breath in a jar. Buy it now. $79.99. Kate and I looked at each other and burst out laughing. I wondered if anything like this had sold before, so I typed in breath in a jar, clicked search, and filtered the results to sold items only. When I say I was shocked, that's a gigantic understatement. There was pages of this sort of thing, people claiming it was the breath of celebrities, their own breath, you name it. One had sold for $400 that the seller claimed it was a celebrity who had died a month or two prior. We had a good laugh at it all before a stupid thought popped into my head. I bet someone is willing to pay me big bucks for my soul on here, I laughed. Kate snorted, shoving me. You're serious? Dude, you have to post this. It would be the funniest thing ever. I shot Kate a smile and got to work on the ad. Soul for sale, 19-year-old girl. Once you hit buy, it's yours for all eternity. $50,000, no refunds. Kate let out a loud gasp. Anna! She started. 50K? Come on! What? I giggled. A soul this great doesn't come cheap. She rolled her eyes, spewed out some shit about why nobody was going to pay that much, and after a few days, we pretty much had forgotten about the whole thing. Two nights ago, around 1 a.m., we'd just finished watching a movie and we got into bed. We were chatting in the dark and got pretty tired when my phone vibrated from my nightstand. I picked it up, looked at the notification, and screamed, dropping my phone to the floor beside my bed. Kate jumped out of bed, picking my phone up from the floor. She let out a scream too when she read the notification. PayPal, $50,000 from redacted at xxx.com. I looked at Kate, who stood there in silence, staring at me. This has to be a joke, right? It's not real. Surely it's not. She passed my phone back to me. I went onto my PayPal account, clicked my balance, and hit withdraw. Then a notification popped up from my bank app. $50,000 received from PayPal. I screamed again. I showed it to Kate. She screamed again. Campus security knocked on our door a few minutes later, asking if we were all right. We assured him that we were fine and sat in our beds, just looking at my bank account balance. I don't know what time we fell asleep, but we eventually did. Yesterday, I woke up and Kate was already up and dressed. Come on, sleepyhead! She pulled the blankets off of me. Shower and get dressed! We've got some shopping to do! I groaned and got out of bed. There's still a pandemic, you know. I sighed. Okay, the mall is open and we have masks, come on! I sighed again and eventually, after some more persuasion, jumped in the shower, got dressed, and we left the dorm to head to the mall. Kate was so full of energy, she even had a spring in her step. As for me, I felt nothing. I put it down to being tired, so when Kate asked me why I seemed so grumpy, I gave her the excuse I was giving myself. I bought so much shit. I bought a new laptop for school that I desperately needed, but that didn't satisfy me. I bought so many pairs of shoes, so many outfits, so much makeup, but I still wasn't satisfied. Kate was in her element all day. I, on the other hand, wasn't. I just wanted to go back to our dorm. The time finally came to go home, and for the first time all day, I felt somewhat happy. Happy it was over. When I got back to the dorm, my parents called me, and I couldn't wait to get rid of them. I hadn't seen either of them for over a month by this point, but I was glad of it. My dad was halfway through telling me he loved me, and I hung up, making a gagging noise. It was from that moment on that I felt like something was wrong. I've always loved my parents and talking to them, but now I couldn't stand the thought of them. Hey, I turned to Kate, who was trying on her new outfits. Do you think that person really bought my soul? Kate let out a loud laugh and checked herself again in the mirror. Dude, come on! Do you really think people are selling famous breath? You're being stupid. I felt as though my blood was burning inside of me. I hated what she just said. I hated her. Yeah? And you're being a bitch! I snapped. Hey! Kate turned to me, hands on her hips. What have you got your underwear in a twist for? Maybe you need some sleep or something. Jeez. Maybe you need your throat slit. Kate looked at me with what I can only describe as shock and a little fear. She took a small step backwards and stared at me without saying a word. I'm sorry, I mumbled. I didn't mean it. Truth is, I did mean it. Something came over me, and in that moment, I really meant it. She stood there for another second, staring. After what felt like fucking forever, she finally spoke. What's gotten into you, Anna? Why are you acting so weird today? I shrugged my shoulders and stood up, heading towards the door and leaving Kate stood in our room, completely flabbergasted. I went to a nearby store and bought some supplies before heading to a park to sit there for a while. When I finally arrived back at the dorm, Kate was asleep in her bed. I walked slowly over to her and took the box of razor blades I bought out of my bag. I stared at it for a while before looking down at Kate, when something caught my eye from beside me. The mirror that was on the wall facing Kate's bed was showing my reflection. Standing over my best friend with a razor in my hand, I watched completely still as my arm in my reflection moved and ran its finger over the sharp end of the razor blade. Blood trickled down its finger, and my reflection raised its arm and sucked it off. I was frozen. I could taste my blood. My reflection leaned over Kate's body and dug the razor blade into her neck, quickly pulling it across her neck. Blood spilled everywhere as Kate's reflection twitched and jerked and tried to stop herself from bleeding. I looked down to my best friend beside me, who was sleeping soundly, unharmed. Kate's reflection stopped convulsing, and my reflection raised the blade and pulled it across its tongue. I could taste blood again. My reflection walked forwards, and I followed, standing face to face with myself. This is the beginning, my reflection whispered, blood trickling out of my mouth as it spoke. I stared into its eyes. They were cold, black, soulless. I shut my eyes tight, and when I opened them, I was looking at myself again, my real self. I stared into my eyes for a few seconds, noticing that there was a dark black ring around the outside of my iris, and I think it's very slowly growing. This morning I checked it again, and it's slightly bigger. The scariest part of all of this is that when I was watching my reflection kill my best friend, part of me enjoyed it. I thought this was a joke. I thought for sure I'd get an email from whoever this was demanding their money back. But 30 minutes ago? They left a 5-star review on my eBay page. I sold my soul on eBay for only 50K. And I need to get it back.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.